This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Gas tax in the country. The nonpartisan tax foundation reviewed all 50 states' gas taxes and fees and found when including the 18.4 cents a gallon federal gas tax, Illinois total tax per gallon is nearly 60 cents. That ranks Illinois as number two, only behind California's nearly 69 cents a gallon. Parents and spouses of soldiers lost in the line of duty wanting license plates to honor their fallen loved ones no longer have to pay the $151 annual fee. House Bill 20, enacted by Governor J.B. Pritzker on Friday, removes the registration fee for the Gold Star license plates. With a recent surge in coyote sightings, experts are advising residents to be vigilant. One tip, never feed a coyote. Mike Weifer, chief of the Division of Wildlife Resources at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, says coyotes won't hang around unless there's food. Weifer advises that people who don't want coyotes in their neighborhood should lock their garbage cans and feed their pets indoors. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Pushing harder to get more shots into more arms. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
If we don't start to make more progress, a lot of businesses and a lot of enterprises are going to require proof for you to be able to participate.
President Biden, after ordering federal workers to either get a COVID vaccine or masks and weekly tests are mandatory. He also wants state and local governments to use federal funds to pay people $100 to get vaccinated. Many Republicans are pushing back on all this. Congressman Kelly Armstrong tells the Fox News Rundown podcast,
determining whether or not you're going to get a vaccine is a medical, personal issue. They shouldn't listen to me. They shouldn't listen to anybody else. They should go speak with their doctor.
So how did we get back to masks and vaccine mandates? People have been asking for the science, and we're learning more now. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has details live.
Dave, an internal report from the CDC says the Delta variant is much more transmissible than the other known versions of COVID-19. It's more contagious than the viruses that cause MERS, SARS, the common cold, the flu, and the chicken pox. It also says breakthrough COVID infections in vaccinated people may be as transmissible as those in unvaccinated people. The New York Times says the CDC's new masking guidance released earlier this week was based on this report. More information from that report is expected to be published today. Dave.
Tanya, a plane full of Afghans landed in the U.S. last night. Translators who had helped American troops during the war and their families who got special visas. They're under the threat of death from the Taliban amid a U.S. troop pullout. More will also be evacuated. At least five people injured when an area of Pennsylvania was twisted apart.
This was a devastating tornado that came through. There's a lot of structural damage in this area.
Fred Heron is public safety director in Bensalem. Tornadoes also did damage in southeast Ohio. Former Senator Carl Levin has died. The Democrat spent 36 years representing Michigan in the Senate. He had suffered lung cancer. Levin was 87. America's listening to Fox News.
It's been called the new socialism, the goals of which are universal basic income, free health care, free college, and more. Now, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and Joe Biden's proposed trillions in spending. Watch Rob Schmidt tonight and find out the real dangers of socialism. Newsmax is on all major cable systems or for free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax for news they can trust.
Sunshine and backyard barbecues are in the forecast. Get your home summer ready with custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Get a high-end look without the high-end price on Blinds.com's most popular outdoor shades and transform your backyard into the perfect weekend oasis with light-filtering shades that help block UV rays without obstructing your view. Plus, right now, Blinds.com is offering up to 35% off everything, making it a breeze to upgrade any room in your home. Visit Blinds.com to shop up to 35% off site-wide. That's Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The revised CDC guidelines recommending vaccinated Americans wear masks again in high COVID areas has led to renewed mask mandates in some communities and at the U.S. Capitol. Well, part of it.
A group of House Republicans made the short walk from the House side of the Capitol to the Senate chamber to protest a mask mandate put in place in the House, but not the Senate. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has accused Speaker Nancy Pelosi of putting politics over science.
If you are vaccinated, when you get the variant, there's 0.003% you'd go to the hospital. There's a greater chance you got hit by lightning.
U.S. Capitol Police are enforcing a policy for staff and visitors, though in a statement, the department says it should never come to anyone being arrested. Anyone not following the rule, police say, will be asked to wear a mask or leave the premises. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A U.S. sailor is in trouble in the Navy, accused of setting the fire on a ship docked at a base in San Diego last year that burned for days and caused so much damage to the USS Bonhomer's Shard, the ship was destroyed. Drama way up above us at the International Space Station. A Russian arrival knocked things out of alignment.
That thruster from the newly docked Russian Nauka module didn't jolt the International Space Station. And Mission Control in Houston only knew because the warning lights on the panel signaled it.
You know, you asked the crew, hey, did the space station shake or anything like that? And the response was negative. We didn't see anything like that.
Space Station Program Manager Joel Montalbano in Houston. The crew was not harmed, though the currently docked spacecraft were ready to act as lifeboats if needed. The incident means today's planned test flight of Boeing's Starliner to the station is off. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down before today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Free. Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today, we've got some widespread haze, and it'll be sunny with a high of 82 tonight. 30% chance of showers overnight, increasing clouds and a low of 61. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mostly cloudy with a high of 74, and then Sunday, sunny with a high just over 80. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 68 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:06. Happy Friday.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, July 30th edition of Byers & Company. Pastor Matt Samuels will be with us. We have a ticket giveaway today, special one, courtesy of Phil Romano. Got the Merman coming to the Devon Amphitheater. Stay tuned. Starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hope you're having a great start to your day. The nice weather is here for an extended period, for what it looks like.
Yeah, it's. I went out in the middle of the night to let my dogs out, and dare I say, it was almost chilly.
Well, really?
Yeah. I mean, almost. Almost. It wasn't that muggy, smothering.
No, it's 66 degrees right now, and we're on our way to a high of somewhere around 79, 81 degrees today. That's going to be later this afternoon, but 70, 79, 75, 77, 79, 82, 82, 82. If you look ahead the next 7 or 8 days, it's going to be really, really nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about having to
for
read
August,
that.
August, yes. That's incredible. Good morning and welcome. Hope you're having a great start to your day. And we have a action-packed show here today. Pastor Matt will be with us here in a little bit. Got a chance to go to a meeting at GT Church yesterday. What did you think about that TV?
Yeah, man, that's awesome. First thing I thought was I would love to have that at my house.
Where would you put it in your house?
I don't know. I'd have to clear some stuff out, right?
Yeah, knock some walls down, I would think.
Yeah, you'd think. That's a pretty ridiculous TV.
What do you think the size of that thing is?
I'm guessing at least 24 feet wide.
At least?
Yeah, at least.
And 10 to 12 feet tall?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And crystal clear?
Yeah, very good. Very good quality.
I would think this has to be the future of backdrops.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you were in the business years ago of printing a vinyl banner, right, you know, mm-hmm. that would cost you maybe $700, $800, $1,000, you know, then you roll it up and put it in a closet and who knows what, that over time this would pay for itself.
Absolutely. You know, in one that's pretty obvious is when you watch the baseball games, MLB, and you see the screens behind the home plate.
Yeah.
And depending on what market you're watching it in or what country, the ads served are different. I mean,
yes.
They paid for themselves the first night.
Yeah, you would think so.
Right. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not going to do any good putting a local bakery right there. It needs to serve the people consuming your product.
It depends on where you are and where you're watching and what you're doing. I thought, man, wouldn't that look cool at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater?
Oh, man, it would change their capabilities of what all shows they could bring and do. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah. I know that often the church or other organizations like that are sort of on the cutting edge of some of this stuff. And you think, well, that seems extravagant. Well, I don't know. I mean, you got hundreds and hundreds of people every Sunday, and then everything else you do, isn't that part of the entertainment experience? And church is entertainment?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it didn't seem out of place to me.
I thought it was fantastic.
I did too.
I'm not one to go, oh. I'm only going to go, ooh. You know, there's a difference between those two reactions.
Yeah, it's very, I like what they were doing with it because it's like, hey, we're going to put up a screensaver that we know is going to wow some people. It could have been off. It could have been the logo. But they were like, look at this water coming in and out and look at.
Who doesn't want to dream about being on a beach?
Exactly right. Yeah, it set a mood.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome. Hope you're having a great start to your day. I'm very excited about the weekend. We have a lot to get to here today, including the DPS 61 Spotlight. We'll have the folks from Brinkotter in. We've got a lot to get to here today, and Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, I saw a report, and I don't know if the world of sports is doing this better than everyone else as far as percentages. It seems like it is for vaccinations.
Yeah, you can just about find out, in the NFL in particular, because they've taken center stage. They'll tell you how many teams are at what level, which teams are not at a certain threshold, and like, if you're doing really well, your team will report it.
They have 85% yeah. of NFL players have reportedly received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. But there's that hesitancy of the 15%. And yesterday, Ryan Tannehill, where would you describe Ryan Tannehill, who is the Tennessee Titans quarterback, in the hierarchy of the NFL?
In terms of quarterbacks, he's probably about 13th or 14th out of 32. He is
middle of the pack
with the idea that, hey, he's been on a bad team up until last year. Maybe this guy could be 7th or 8th best in the league at quarterback.
So room for improvement, perhaps.
Yeah, right opportunity. He could be maybe a top 5, top 8 quarterback. Maybe.
Okay.
That's his upside.
That's a stretch, I think, but I agree with what you're saying, meaning that there's potential there.
Yeah, he was an MVP candidate. Let's put it that way.
Yesterday, he said, I am currently in the process right now of being vaccinated at a press conference at the Titans training camp.
The NFL has kind of made it clear what they want to happen. If you don't fall in line, they're going to make your life miserable with all the protocols.
Yeah. And we saw a list of corporations following suit yesterday as well.
Yeah, including the United States of America with the declaration from President Joe Biden, which impacts the military and government workers across the board. I wouldn't have gotten the vaccine, he went on to say, without the protocols that they're enforcing on us. I think it's a personal decision for everyone. Everyone has to make the best decision for them and their families. That kind of, that's kind of our mindset in this building, but they're trying to force your hand, and they ultimately have forced a lot of hands by the protocols. I would suggest that there are, well, we talked about Cole, what's his name, Beasley, and some of these other players in a league which lost so much money last year, it's not even funny, right?
Right.
That if your livelihood was dependent on lots of fans being together, lots of people coming to one place, where protocols or a setback or heading back to shutdowns, whatever it might be, can completely wipe out your livelihood, I don't get this individual choice discussion.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, I think you and I would agree that if you could contain it to just yourself, and if you got sick and it only affected you,
it's
sure,
the it's motorcycle personal. Helmet yeah. argument to me, which is way different than this. You choose to ride a motorcycle to the NFL game you're playing that day. You choose to get on that motorcycle without a helmet. That is, in my opinion, a foolish choice, but your choice. Because you're not, unless there's some sort of freak accident where you're a human missile, and I would think even if that were the case, if you had a helmet on, you'd be more dangerous than less. You're not going to impact anybody else's health. Or are you going to shut down the league that is paying you to play?
Right.
But if you're going into a stadium with 30, 40, 50, 60,000 people who are then tailgating and all the other things that come along with that big Sunday spectacle so that you can make ridiculous amounts of money, and good for you, this idea of being forced or the protocols are overwhelming, they're trying to stay open for business.
Yeah, and even your work environment, it's not you and some other guy in an office. It's
no.
you and like 250 people.
It's you and three or four people in the quarterback room.
Right. And the you know, the locker room attendant, the 55 people on the active roster, the 30 coaches. I mean, we're talking about a few hundred people in your immediate workspace.
Yes, every single day. Never more so than in spring training.
Right.
So I get that there are some people that still have this sort of independent streak running through this, but you're a part of a players' union.
Correct.
That bargains for the collective, right?
Mm-hmm.
The NFL players at large thinks about everyone, thinks about the superstars, thinks about the rookies, thinks about the journeymen. I mean, you're a part of a union that represents everyone. I mean, I find this sort of independence thing kind of humorous in that you're not really living this or walking this in any other aspect of your life.
No, not at all. And also, here's the other thing. This isn't 100% or leave it. They are not terminating players that are not. There is still an alternative. If it is your personal choice to not get vaccinated, there is protocol that you have to go through. You still have that choice if you just can't come around.
Right. It is what it is. Tannehill continued. I love this game. I love this team. I want to be able to compete and do the things I think are important to build chemistry and win football games. Ultimately, that forced my hand into getting the vaccine. They all act like they're Boy Scouts. They're volunteering their time when they make these kind of statements, right?
Right.
Not that it's a multi-billion dollar business that hinges on being open for business and having fans in seats, buying Budweisers and football jerseys and tickets, and that's what pays for all of this.
Right. Yeah, it's a unique perspective when the checks are being cashed. Versus when you're trying to earn them for the first time.
I don't know. I think this guy, you have to show me, A, that you know what it takes to win football games. I mean, if we just want to take it at a sports level, right?
Right.
Ryan Tannehill had a ton of success.
1 year or so.
Okay. So you want to do the things that you think it takes to have chemistry. Well, if 85% of the league is vaccinated, you're the odd guy out. You're the one not building the chemistry. Right?
Right.
You're the one making the other 85% uncomfortable.
Yeah, and there were 24 players across the league sent home on the first day of training camp because of COVID, whether they had high contact or themselves tested positive for it. But 24 people showed up for the first day after months of work and had to go right back home.
Okay. And you were a guy who were picked eighth overall by the Miami Dolphins in 2012. So you're a top 10 draft pick. And you want to talk about chemistry and what it takes to win. I would think that if you had a locker room, right, if you were a coach and 85% of your team had buy-in and 15% were on the outside looking in, those aren't the people building chemistry.
Right. And Coach Ron Rivera, who is the head coach of the Washington football team, who has had health issues of late and is – he's got a weakened immune system, admittedly, to his own words. His team is severely struggling with getting vaccinated. I mean, numbers that you're seeing in counties around the United States. And,
right.
And it is a headache trying to lead a team that is so divided.
And if you look at the 2019 season, that was probably the best season for Ryan Tannehill, where he was named to his first ever Pro Bowl.
Right.
And was the NFL comeback player of the year. You're not Tom Brady.
No.
You're not Aaron Rodgers. You're not Patrick Mahomes. You're a guy who has been an underachiever.
Mostly.
Overall.
Yeah, mostly.
In this league. And you're a guy sitting in the 15% club talking about chemistry and all in and team.
That's an interesting way of summarizing that, the 15% club talking about chemistry.
Yeah.
That's sort of silly, right?
And I also think, I mean, it's like this Scarlett Johansson lawsuit against Disney. I mean, I'm not going to knock the artist, but, you made $20 million so far. Most people aren't going to feel sorry for you, right?
I'm kind of with her on this. I think it's different.
What is different? Because in the year of COVID, when they couldn't do everything the way they would normally do, what is different?
I don't know. The thought would be that she took less money up front based on the ticket sales that were coming later. And it sounds to me like they didn't adjust accordingly. Like, hey,
okay, maybe.
That's all I'm saying.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But once again, if you want people in seats in theaters,
don't whine about it.
I feel like everybody has just been, not everybody, a lot of people have just been, what about me?
Right.
In a world pandemic. And I think that's tone deaf.
Yeah, I understand the correlation there.
And, oh, she only has gotten $20 million from a movie that was, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it's tone deaf.
I think there's a danger of, we'll see, her lawsuit will work or it won't work. I mean, they'll decide that in a court of law, and she has every right to do that. Ryan Tannehill has every right to make all these statements. I just think when you don't want to talk about team chemistry, when you want to talk about being there for the team, you want to talk about winning football games, you want to cash those big checks, but you want to be a part of the 15 percenters who are standing in the way of potentially all of that happening. You can't go team. We'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got some early widespread haze. Otherwise, it's going to be sunny today with a high of 82. Tonight there's a 30% chance of showers overnight with some increasing clouds and a low of 61. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 74. And then Sunday, sunny with a high just over 80. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 68 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:23. And this look at your weather is brought to you by Staley Credit Union, celebrating 91 years of service.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Celebrate the red, white, and blue at Shop on Main with great summer sales. In addition to the July 25 to 50% off sales, the sale room will be overflowing with $5, $7, $10, and $20 racks. Plus shoes, dresses, tops, and more, all marked down. Summer is barely here, but the fall merchandise is arriving, and Shop on Main needs the room. Shop on Main, 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur, or 24/7 online at shop-on-main.com. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement-y experts. Go online to woodsbasementsystems.com today. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
It's time to march into deer season at Sloan's. The John Deere 1025R Compact Utility Tractor is just the workhorse you need around your place. Now get 0% financing for 84 months. That's just $171 per month. Plus, you'll always get the signature John Deere dependability Sloan's is known for. 0% for 84 months. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 5/3/21. Visit Sloan Implement today. Celebrating 90 years and going strong. Power up with Sloan's.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, the Tennessee Titans are at 90%, so Ryan Tannehill is part of the 10% club.
He might have jumped them 5% with some help.
Yeah, he might have. All right, Pastor Matt joins us each and every Friday morning from gtchurch.com. Pastor, I've got to ask you about the renovations and the new layout and the new unbelievable screen. I know this has been a process you guys have been working on. It's beautiful.
Oh, Brian. Hey, good morning. Hey, thank you so much for that. It very much was a process, you know, being in a campaign during the pandemic and everything. And, you know, the leadership and I, we took a lot of time to wrestle with it, you know, and it's like, man, is this really a good time? And whenever is a good time, maybe. But people were very generous, and it was awesome to have you guys out there yesterday for sure.
Yeah, I'm heading over this afternoon just to watch the Olympics on that thing.
And if I remember correctly, I think there were a couple times you said, "I like your big TV."
Yeah,
that's a nice big TV.
that is, you know, it's unbelievable. What is the actual size?
It is, oh Brian, it is 10 by 16, is it? I believe. So yeah, it's
way bigger
it's
than that.
It's 10 by 24.
10 by 24. All right.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
You know, it is. I don't mean this in any sort of pejorative way, but what you do is show business, meaning that you're putting on a show every Sunday for people in the audience to come out and you're connecting them to the product. I don't think there's anything wrong with putting it that way, is there?
Oh my goodness, man! I love this question, Brian. For so long, it was like, oh my gosh, church can't be fun, and entertainment was, oh my gosh, like you were cussing people out, you know, to think of church having an entertainment factor. And so no, you're absolutely right. Of course, I had no idea you were going to ask this question, but Brian, again, such a phenomenal question. There's a verse that says there's a Bible verse that says we need to make our message compelling. It needs to be like the gospel. It needs to be compelling. It needs to be relevant. It needs to be something that catches people's attention. It's, you know, what we believe is the greatest message. And so my goodness, why wouldn't you use all the, you know, the technology that's available now? why wouldn't you use those things to present the greatest message? And so absolutely, Brian, we, and of course we're not the only church that does and feels this way. It's a way to package the gospel, which we believe is the greatest message, in just a relevant, compelling way. So absolutely not. I think they go hand in hand.
I mean, the world is divided up. I mean, there are so many things to grab your attention. And so many people competing for that attention span. I mean, it just makes sense to me. It doesn't water down the message. It just means that you've got to reel people in one way or the other, keep people entertained and their attention on what it is that you're trying to pass along. I mean, that in some ways, what you and I do aren't any different at all.
Yes, Brian, for sure. And people learn and grab onto information in different ways. Some are visual, some are auditory, you know. And so what we try to do, and what I know a lot of churches nowadays try to do, is really make it an immersive experience, Brian, where hey, we've got this great message of hope, and you know, so many people searching for fulfillment and meaning and peace in their life, and you know, we're trying to encourage people to get out there and do good in our community. Why not package the sacred, powerful message in the best way possible for people to grab little nuggets of it and stick with them? And so thank you so much noticing that.
It was hard not to notice, Ben. But listen, visual information is processed 60,000 times faster than text. And you can look at any, you know, scientific study about the way the brain works, how social media works, how you put up a post and you attach a picture versus a logo or whatever else. And this is science. I mean, people process it 60,000 times faster than reading it.
Yes. And Brian, what I try to keep in front of my team on a regular basis is, if I want Sunday morning to be the funnest hour, that you know, if we have them for an hour and 15 minutes, I want that to be the most meaningful, the most fun. Maybe all week they've heard no. Maybe all week they've heard you're just a number, shut up and do your job. I want that to be the funnest time frame that they have all week. And so these are ways that we can grab their attention, get our message out there, and try to keep people engaged and immersed in the message. So
all right, what's coming up this weekend?
This weekend, Brian, we're going back to some foundational stuff. I'm going to be encouraging people to do stuff like love your neighbors as yourself, love your enemies. We're going to really get into these foundational things of why it's important that we love others as we love ourselves, because I think our city and our world would be a better place if we all focused on maybe simple foundational truths like that.
That's not a bad idea at all. Too often these days, it seems like your neighbor is your enemy.
Yeah. Yeah. And if we push that message of love, Brian, if we push it, if we live it and we demonstrate it, and it's like, you know, you may not always get what you want, and it might not always be reciprocal, but I'm one of those simple people. I do believe love perseveres. Love prevails. I do.
All right, Pastor Matt, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. GTChurch.com. Had a luncheon there yesterday with a lot of people from the community about an upcoming thing.
I met Pastor Matt in person for the first time yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, and then we sat next to each other for lunch.
That was the first time you ever met him?
In person, yeah.
No kidding.
Talked to him every week, and it was kind of fun. It was actually fun. It wasn't kind of fun. It was fun.
It's they've redone the whole sanctuary.
I've never been in a room like that. That is intended for worship. I personally hadn't.
Really?
But yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
As modern, with the way it was set up, that's what I mean. Like the screen, the stage, the comfy chairs, the columns. I mean, it was just a unique kind of presentation to me.
The screen is the area of Blade Runner where we have arrived.
Yeah.
Not so much the flying car, but that thing has been where we have arrived.
Yeah, a jetpack man was spotted again, Brian.
I saw that.
So we're getting Blade Runners coming.
Yeah, that's a far cry from, you know, doing the origami while you're, you know, landing on a roof somewhere. Anyway, the visual component of that, and also the flexibility to be able to do, your background can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, that was actually the first thing I thought of, because I didn't really realize that was the type of room I was walking. I didn't know if that was like their multi-purpose room or whatever.
Yeah.
Pretty
big multi-purpose.
Right. That's why I was kind of confused. But you're right. You could reshape that and use it for just about anything and everything. It's unbelievable.
Visuals make both parts of the human brain work together. Logic and cognitive functions. And so it is, you know, I live in a world of audio. Not really, because we are on all kinds of platforms and doing all kinds of things. When we move into the new studios, we're going to be doing even more of that. But for a long time, you know, whether you listen to a podcast or you listen to a radio show, you know, it's an audio thing. And that works. But people get to the visual way faster than anything else and literally are able to look at something and process it literally something like 60,000 times faster.
I believe it. About two nights ago, I couldn't sleep very well, and I put on a documentary on IMDb TV about King Tut and the treasures of his, you know, burial or whatever. And they showed a three-dimensional kind of like pullout, like you see on Brinkhotter.com, of the four rooms that were consisted of his burial. And in my life, I had never put all that together in proximity, you know, something that I've studied and read about and all that. But I had never looked at it in that way. And instantly, I had a better understanding of all the things I had before.
They do the seconds. Steve Martin song?
The headdress and everything and the weird...
They do that?
No, they didn't.
Man, it seems like a little letdown. Like that ought to be part of it.
I forgot about that.
I mean, as a kid, we're like, King Tut, what? I don't know, but there's Steve Martin.
I forgot about that.
All right. Anywho, we got a lot to get to here today. We've had a conversation going on this morning about literally Ryan Tannehill, and I'm agnostic on Ryan Tannehill. I want to state that. I'm not in love with the guy as a player. I don't hate him as a player. He seems to me like you throw in Ryan Tannehill and New York Jets, and you got like mediocre. That's the way it feels to me.
Yeah, he's just all right.
Now he's with the Titans, and he's talking about how these protocols that the NFL have in place are forcing his hand. I think it's a personal decision for everyone. Everyone has to make the best decision for them and their families, which also I think ignores, okay, yeah, if you were just living on a compound with you and your family.
Right.
There's never any caveat with that. That's personal choice for you and your family. Yeah, but you're going to a stadium with 60,000 people and practice with 100 people. And, I mean, it's not just a choice about you and your family.
Right.
Which is the one thing that I think has been missing in this side of the argument all along is, like, no, it's a personal thing. Okay. If you live on an island by yourself, if you're there talking to a volleyball, it would be a personal thing.
Yeah, if you didn't take it and you were mandated to stay away from everyone else,
then it would be a personal thing. But when he talks about chemistry and team chemistry, and I'm being forced to do this because I want to do the things that are, are you not saying, yeah, I'm in the 10% club here, because 90% of my teammates and coaches and organizational people have done this. So I'm the guy who really isn't adding to the chemistry if I'm part of the 10% club.
Right.
Because I got to wear a mask. I got to stand over here. I'm under different testing protocols. All of these things. Not to mention just the basic safety.
Right. And if a breakout were to happen, outbreak.
Yeah.
Were to happen, and it was in lieu of players that were not vaccinated, there's potential for their team having to forfeit a game and taking a loss. Not just it gets canceled, oh well. It's a loss for in terms of playoff standings. And in football, there's a huge difference between 9-7 and 8-8.
Or not playing at all.
Right.
And then where does the paycheck come from? Right?
Right.
It's the one thing when we talk about Scarlett Johansson and this lawsuit against Disney about releasing the Black Widow movie both in theaters and on Disney Plus at the same time, is that you as an artist are saying, I think, in a way, I refuse to acknowledge that the world has gone through something it hasn't gone through in 100 years, and I want business as usual.
I mean, yes, optically.
I don't know what optically means.
Meaning, like, at the time when that movie was signed, there were expectations. And
sure. Disney had expectations of being able to fill theaters with people they couldn't do. Everybody had expectations.
Right. But then Disney was able to sell the product over here and cut her out.
Cut her out in what way? They opened it in theaters.
Simultaneously. You've seen the movie. And you didn't go to the theater.
Right.
She didn't get any take off of what you did versus the theater.
Okay.
So, I mean, they changed the game and didn't include
They it. Changed the game or the pandemic
changed? The pandemic changed the game, but then they changed it their own circumstances for themselves and didn't bring her along. That's all I'm saying.
You're right, because she only got $20 million. I mean,
not fair.
It is fair. The movie flopped.
No, it did over three.
No, it listen, week two, week three, week four, it tanked.
Yeah, it's been tailing. It did over. It did almost $400 million so far in theaters.
Yes,
but it should have done a lot
more.
The
Avengers of all that. All I'm saying, this isn't about her personally. I'm saying you, as an artist, are wanting in the face of this argument for everything to be normal when it is not.
No, she wants her contract to be normal for that movie. Moving forward, she knows what to ask for next time.
Okay.
That's all. I mean, that's fair.
And moving forward, Ryan Tannehill didn't have to have a vaccine last year, but this year he does. I mean, everything is situational with this pandemic. Everything. Every single person's life has been upended and changed, and sometimes it sucks and it's not fair, and it just depends on what you do for a living that has been impacted more than what other people do for a living. There's nothing that's been fair about any of it.
I agree 100%. I'm
not rooting for the studios. It has nothing, but there is a little bit with some of these athletes and some of these artists and some of these people that just kind of refuse to acknowledge that we've gone through a 100-year thing that is not normal. And they want it to be 100% normal.
Sure. I think these are two different circumstances, but I see what you're saying. I really do.
Okay. Is it not in the best interest of actors and actresses and performers and people in the entertainment world to have studios that can be profitable to pay you the kind of outrageous amount of money that you deserve as an artist?
For sure.
Okay. But you in my head, I'm hearing Ryan Tannehill as being kind of an ungrateful turd for wanting to interrupt the NFL being able to operate. But Scarlett Johansson saying, no, I want this thing that was promised before there was a global pandemic that killed 660,000 people in the United States of America because you had the audacity to release this not only in theaters but also in Disney Plus because the business model changed because we can't put people in theaters.
That's mostly right, except for the fact that when Disney pivoted, they could have pivoted with her.
And I don't know that they didn't. We'll see.
That's what she's saying.
Yeah, the court of law will decide that. But to me, I'm hearing the same tone-deaf thing. I want to work as an artist. I want to be able to do what I do and be compensated handsomely. And I don't have any problem with that at all. But you're also kind of like with your fingers in the ear, refusing to acknowledge that the world changed.
I mean, to be fair, one has health consequences versus the other is just, I want more money.
There were health consequences because you wanted to stack people in theaters so you could get more money. That's the business model you're basing it on.
I mean, I guess you're right in that way.
Right?
Right. But maybe she's...
How dare you release this where people can watch it in the safety of their own home?
Or, hey, I'd prefer it to be at home, but I, you know, now that my back end is cut off, why don't you include me and give me
whatever we don't know the back end. I mean, we don't know, and we won't know until this either gets settled or goes to, I mean, how much of the back end was cut off or how much she had based. $20 million is still a lot of money to receive up front on a movie. I don't believe she had 98% of her profit in back ends.
I'm sure not 98%, but I mean, there's a lot of money for these people to be made. $20 million is pretty low for one of the top bookable actors in the world.
Is she?
Yeah. I mean, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. No, I mean, outside of the Avengers, which was not people necessarily consuming that just for Scarlett Johansson, do you know what her box office success looks like the last 10 years?
I don't off the top of my head, to be fair.
Let's take a break. When we get back, we got a lot to get to here today. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Honey! We need that new refrigerator, remember? You promised.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Excuse me? The other day, you were really bummed and stressed all to pieces.
That was when you said you wanted to go to the lumberyard. But now we're going to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
I'm Dennis Rieken, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Do you dread making a new appliance purchase?
Boy, I sure was. You ever been in a big box store? Getting someone to help is like,
hello. And how about service after the sale with reliable technicians?
I honestly didn't think that existed anymore.
Well, Dick Van Dyke has you covered.
Like nobody else. Honey, we can't just stop with the refrigerator. I want to get a new range, dishwasher, maybe a microwave.
Sure thing, but I planned on going to Dick Van Dyke. The lumber yard is for that new deck I need you to build.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke, a fine world. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Be ahead of the class and schedule your school physical today. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur is now taking appointments to get ahead of the rush for the 2021-2022 school year. It's as simple as calling to schedule your school physicals now. The SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur is currently accepting new patients and scheduling virtual doctor visits for other health concerns. Give them a call today to schedule your school physical or virtual doctor appointment at 217-872-3800.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, I did look up the box office numbers just out of curiosity. And if you look at the top 10 Scarlett Johansson roles, movies, number one, Avengers Endgame, number two, Avengers Xfinity War, number three, The Avengers, number four, Avengers Age of Ultron, number five, Captain America Civil War, number six, The Jungle Book, number seven, Iron Man, number eight, Sing, number nine, Black Widow, number 10, Captain America The Winter Soldier. Seven out of the 10 are the franchise that she's now suing.
Yeah. I understand that. I heard yesterday on the radio Bradley Cooper talking about filming American Sniper. And his back end on that movie was $50 million.
Yeah, right. I'm not arguing that the back end thing has been screwed because of the pandemic. I'm saying because of the pandemic, the normal Weasley studios that I would be happy to stand by you and fight, you know, have a point. We haven't been able to be in theaters.
Yeah, and I think they should. I love that they brought him home. You and I have both rented theater movies at home. It has worked out for the consumer. To some degree.
And I hope that the movies are still a choice for Skip and the Avon and everybody else. Mm-hmm. I'm not even arguing that. But I'm saying to you, she's got a franchise, right, that literally, and when you go from 10 to 11, it's half. And then you go from 11 to 13 on her list, it's half. And then you go from 15 to 20, it's half. I mean, it drops down to the point where it's a barely negligible amount compared.
Right, but I mean, she's part of the biggest franchise in the history of entertainment.
Right,
so, I mean,
and no doubt about it. But she's also a part of a very large ensemble that you could argue how much of that she had to be. I mean, if you look at the top 10 films in her career, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, 8 of them are Marvel movies.
And for sure, Iron Man's bigger, Captain America, yes. All that. But she was big enough to warrant her own movie that made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Absolutely. Now, I'm looking at $270 million.
I saw $380 total. Yeah. And I saw $60 and $80 as the opening weekend, $60 in theater, $80 at home, or
right.
Vice versa.
Yeah, but then there was a significant drop-off week 2 and week 3 and week 4. I liked the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not rooting against her.
Yeah,
I just think that there is, with some entertainers, and I put athletes in this category, like almost a refusal to acknowledge that the world has dramatically shifted under everyone's feet, and that the NFL and that these huge studios have lost tons of money, including a film of hers that went straight to Netflix last year because there was nothing else to do with it.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. The only thing I would amend to that is, hey, if I'm Disney and I go to her and say, hey, look, there's no way we're going to get the theatrical numbers. We're going to release it the same day. Why don't we give you the proportionate portion of what you would have gotten at the theater proportionately?
They said they did. I mean, their comment yesterday about this lawsuit was not only did she make $20 million up front, but our doing it this way opened up the door for her to make a lot more money off of this film. I mean, so we don't know that.
Yeah.
We just know what she's saying.
Yeah. So if it worked out that way, then I'm all good. Not that I matter in this scenario at all, but if they brought her along for the ride, that's fine. If they cut her out.
Yeah. If they brought her along for the ride at less, because what it means as far as profit for them getting.
Yeah, fine.
You know, X number of dollars a month versus the $65 it costs to go to the
movies. Accordingly.
Yes.
Yeah. Adjust it accordingly. Fine. That's all I'm saying.
I just think that there has been with some people. I think that Aaron Rodgers is guilty of this.
You know,
it's not just actors.
Yep.
That there is just a refusal to acknowledge how bad this year and a half has been. Particularly if you're in an industry that counts on people gathering in large numbers to help create the revenue which causes these big contracts to be paid.
Right.
And I'm okay with them wanting their money. It's not black or white to me.
Right.
Like everything in life, it's more nuanced than that. But it seems to me that if you ask the question, with the particularly Black Widow character, Scarlett Johansson got a lot more than she gave out of this relationship.
Maybe, but what if the thing we don't know is, hey, what if she would have been offered 50 and no back end?
Okay, but once again, what if there hadn't been a pandemic? What if there hadn't been a global pandemic that killed millions of people and caused theaters to shut down and caused them not to be able to generate the revenue that they promised with that contract?
I mean, right, but I mean, they pivoted is my point. That's all I'm saying. It wasn't like, hey, we didn't sell any tickets because nobody could go. There was still money coming in just a different way that wasn't in her contract.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I know, but we don't know that. We know she's suing. We don't even know the reason why. That could be for leverage or something else. Who knows? I'm just telling you, most people aren't going to go, oh, well, you only got $20 million to do that movie. As a very in the pantheon of the characters of this universe that have created the billions of dollars.
Most people will not feel sorry for someone making $20 million. But I also can tell you this, that most people would not take $20 million when they could have had $50 and been fine with it.
I don't disagree. But you're acting like it's all a good faith question or not, and I don't know that that's the case.
But you're also acting like she's being selfish and spoiled and that they're dealing fairly and that she didn't get a cut out. We just don't know enough, probably.
Yeah, which is what I've said from the very beginning.
Right, but you compared her to Ryan Tannehill.
I did, because it's tone deaf. It's like, oh, this studio didn't do what we agreed to do. I mean, how many months and years was this movie backed off and moved out? I mean, you know, it was supposed to be out a long time ago.
Yeah.
And they did everything they could to put it out, and sometimes a company's got to switch gears because it's just not feasible to do it the way when everybody sat down and agreed to things to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because the world changed. It's not fair that Ryan Tannehill feels like he has to go get a vaccine to play football, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the world changed.
Right. And Disney made money off the movie. And
Okay, but we don't know what the business model was going
in. I mean, aside from being tone deaf, we don't, I mean, I'll agree to that. But how, if I felt like I could have had made triple that money, right, what am I going to do, not speak up?
Do you think that Scarlett Johansson is better off or worse off by having a relationship with Disney and Marvel in life?
She's probably.
Oh, probably?
I mean, she's for sure fine, but I mean, better off being part of Marvel, but she's probably also better off having double or triple the money that she was going to have.
Okay. Look at the box office numbers for Scarlett Johansson's career and tell me that Disney wasn't good for Scarlett Johansson.
If she goes to different movies now, they will go up from before because she was part of the Avengers.
Oh, maybe. Depends on the script, depends on the director, depends on the budget. It doesn't just automatically transfer that because
her asking price didn't go up.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
That's all I'm saying. It doesn't,
But that's my argument, that she benefited by being a part of something that was way bigger than her. Endgame made $858 million in box office.
I know how big it was.
And I'm telling you that 856 of that was despite Scarlett Johansson.
I'm not even going to argue against that.
Good for her that she could benefit from that. I don't have any problem with that at all. We'll see. And maybe she's got a case and maybe they absolutely screwed her. I'm not rooting for the studios, but there does seem throughout this last year and a half in the artistic world, whether you're Eric Clapton doing this weird stuff over here, that there is like this, I'm an artist, damn it. And my feelings matter more than whether there's a pandemic or not. And I think it's tone deaf.
I understand your perspective. I don't agree with it in this case, though.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you can't always just take the artist's side because you're an artist. And I feel like sometimes that is your go-to move.
Oh, man. Like I'm just doing it.
No.
Like I'm pro bono on this or something.
No,
I strongly feel about this. I love the studio bringing me movies in my home. I want that system to work. I'm just saying that if you pivot and go, and you just have to bring them along for the ride. Now, we don't know whether they did or didn't and all of that. Right. And she should take less because there was less made.
8 out of 10 of her top 10 box office movies are Marvel movies, right?
Right.
And when you get to 10, or I'm sorry, you get to 11, you get to 12 of her top 25. And 12 through 25 did not even gross $100 million.
Sure. The next few outside of Marvel will gross more. She will get paid more.
Oh, it doesn't mean it'll gross more.
Well, she'll get paid more.
Maybe, maybe not.
And she probably won't have a back end. She'll probably take it up front.
Lost in Translation made $44 million.
And got her on the Oscar scene.
Yeah. Right? But look at the list. And I'm just saying, hey, why don't you, and maybe she did, and maybe they didn't do the right thing. Who knows? But it seems to me like Wonder Woman was released this way. I didn't see big lawsuits coming out about that. There have been a lot of movies that have been released this way. Mark Wahlberg should be thankful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he dodged a big one. Less people saw that pile of steaming garbage.
That was horrible. And I like Mark Wahlberg.
And Antoine Fuqua.
Yes.
That was bad.
I just think if you're Scarlett Johansson, it's a little bit of biting the hand that feeds you because that studio and that company has been awfully good for you. Maybe not artistically as a stretch for you as an actress, but financially?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, they've been good for her. And then her time to shine comes and the pandemic happens just like it happened to Disney and all of us.
Happened to everyone.
Everyone else, you know, and her moment didn't come to fruition as she probably thought.
They're still sitting on Daniel Craig's James Bond movie. We don't have any idea when we're going to see it.
Is it real?
It's not optimal.
Did they film that?
Yeah. I mean, I remember being very excited about the first trailer like 4 years ago.
Yeah, me too.
Is that fair to him? No. Is that fair to the studio that's done? No. I think everyone's trying to do their best thing. This feels a little bit to me, a little bit like the person in the grocery store yelling at the short-staffed help about, I mean, come on. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And I could be completely wrong, and they might have screwed a royal. Who knows? I just think overall, you ask the question, is she better off in her life financially because of Marvel and Disney? The answer is an overwhelming yes.
Agreed.
We'll take a break for top of the hour news. Back with more after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Millikan University and the Macon County Health Department will be sponsoring three on-campus vaccination clinics in August, beginning on Monday, August 9th, followed by Tuesday, August 17th, and Thursday, August 26th. The clinics will be held in the Oberhelman Center for Leadership Performance in the first floor lobby area of the University Commons on Millikan's campus. These clinics are open to the public and will offer both Pfizer injection number one and Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccination. For more information, go to nowdecatur.com. The Illinois Supreme Court announced today amendments to Order MR-30370 concerning residential evictions. The court operations during...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.